ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this chapter is entitled The Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. So what we're hearing is the prayers by Gajendra, the giant elephant king, who was trapped in the jaws of a crocodile. The crocodile was in the water, and the Gajendra is an elephant of the land, animal of the land, and so he was not doing very well in the contest. There's a purport by Srila Prabhupada in this section where he says that one should render devotional service according to their element. Element means the right situation for them. For many people, or for the majority, grihastha ashram or household ashram is the right situation for them. Brahmacharya life, they don't feel comfortable with it, you know. So they should not try artificially if brahmacharya life is not comfortable for them. Or for that matter, somebody sannyasi, they should only take sannyas if they're comfortable with that ashram. You know, it should be something, the Americans saying, like a duck to water. You know, ducks automatically like water. You understand? They automatically, you put a duck down next to the water, you don't have to push it. It'll automatically go to the water. So, because the nature of a duck is to be wet, it wants to go to the water. So, Srila Prabhupada's point is that everyone should render devotional service according to their propensity or their nature. So he's writing a very heartfelt purport. I'm not sure which verse it is a purport to, but what he's writing basically is, so one should serve according to what will work for them in devotional service. But the way he's writing the purport, it almost seems as if he's crying when he writes it, because I suspect that he wrote the purport after sannyasi fell down, you know. Because then he said, so you can more or less serve in any ashram. But then when I felt it, it seems like when you read that purport, it seems like he's almost crying, you know, when he says, but please don't go away. Don't leave Krishna. He's begging. That's why my strong feeling is that he wrote it around about the time one of my godbrothers, sannyasis, fell down, you know, because it's a little unusual the way he's begging, but please don't go away. In other words, you have to, even if you're a sannyas and somebody cannot keep the vows of sannyas, well, they should not go away from Krishna consciousness. Several of my godbrothers were sannyasi, and they fell from sannyas ashram, but they got married, and they're doing quite well in their Krishna consciousness, several of them. So sannyas ashram didn't work for them, but they're still chanting Hare Krishna, still following Srila Prabhupada, still devoted to Srila Prabhupada in whatever capacity they have. So this is very important, where Prabhupada is saying, but please don't go away. Don't leave Krishna. So we see Prabhupada's love for Krishna. He doesn't want that anyone should leave Krishna. He said that we have spilled so much blood to get just one devotee to take up Krishna consciousness. Although these days, it may seem. Very easy. Teams of expert devotees go out to the universities and they cultivate the cream toppers. Oftentimes it's the toppers that become devotees. Not always, but oftentimes it's the toppers because good brain. Bhagavad says you must have a good brain. Those who have sufficient brain substance, they will chant Hare Krishna in Kali Yuga. That's the statement, famous statement by Srimad Bhagavatam. So now our devotees, talented devotees, go out empowered by Srila Prabhupada, and they make friendship with the students, and they present Prabhupada's books, and they preach to them, and they take up Krishna consciousness, and that's where our yellow boys come from, right? How many of you were students just before joining the temple? Now that the rest of you were working? Blank. I'm asking, were you with the student, or you were working before surrendering to the temple? You. Somebody help him out. He doesn't speak English. Arbon, somebody help him out. I'm asking a question. This Prabhu here, he has an earphone. Is that the translation he's getting? I'm asking him, was he working or was he a student also, because he didn't raise his hand? Huh?
He was working.
All right. So, but many of our new members in India are coming from the universities. Large numbers are engineers. The largest percentage are engineers. Some in commerce. But those two categories are the main careers of those that become devotees. It requires good intelligence, some MBAs, but mostly engineers. And to be an engineer requires a good brain. It's very difficult stuff. Not easy. I could never be an engineer, you know. So when Prabhupada was physically with us in the 1960s, he used to say, hippies are our best customers. Haribol. Because in the early days, the 1960s, those that were surrendering and becoming devotees were hippies. The straight-laced business people, university preaching wasn't started yet on very much. I mean, I did some preaching in universities, but I didn't, quote, make any devotees, unquote, when I was just trying to get some exposure to Krishna consciousness and get some people to chant Hare Krishna. I was successful with that, but I didn't really, quote, make any devotees, unquote, you know. So I was only one a year devotee, you know. It was not such an intensive program as they have today, especially in India in particular. You might be interested to know that the lion's share of university preaching these days is going on in India. Haribol. I would imagine there's a small amount going on in the United States. There's some going on in UK and other places in Europe. There's some university preaching here, but you could say the cream, the king of university preaching is India. And the proof is the IYF program, ISKCON Youth Forum program. By now, it's hard to say how many are participating, but wouldn't be surprising if it were 15,000 nationwide in India. You're surprised? I mean, about 9 years ago, it was, 4,000 IYF showed up just at a Mela, a festival especially designed for youth, especially designed for IYF boys. Of course, some householders crashed the party, and some ladies also, because they couldn't resist a nice festival with senior devotees and lots of kirtan, so they crashed the party You know, it means they came without invitation. That's all right. They didn't get asked to leave. And there was something very interesting there. I saw one card table that said IBM on it. That means that IBM put up a table at an ISKCON event to see if they could catch some of our boys. That's a compliment, yes? The professional world is keeping an eye on this movement. Haribo! Still, as Narada Muni made 10,000 devotees out of the brahmacharis, out of the sons of Daksha. Similarly, so many young men are becoming brahmacharis in spite of family pressure and all the other obstacles that they face. So this is Srila Prabhupada's amazing work. So now we will continue with our Bhagavad recitation. Atmatma, Atmatma, Japta Griha, Vita Janeshu, Satyar, Dusprapandaya, Gunasanga, Vivarjitaya, Mugatam bihi Swahridaye Parivavitaya Yaratmane Bhagavate Nama Ishvaraya Atma Jape Grihavita Janeshu Shakta Atmatma Jatta Krihavita Janeshu Shaktaya Jusprapanaya Gunasanga Vivarjitaya Jusprapanaya Gunasanga Vivartitaya Mutat Mabi Svaridaye Paribat Bhutaya Mutat Mabi Svaridaye Paribhavitaya Janatmane Bhagavate Nama Ishvarayaya Atma Japta Griha Vita Janeshu Shakta Now I know it's a little tricky and this is not the easiest meter, but still this side is going one way and this side is going another way. So we try to do it, it's called unison. Everybody should be chanting together, even though it's a little tricky, but that's why we practice, yes? They say practice makes perfect. Atma japta griha vita janeshu shakta Atma japta griha vita janeshu shakti Dusprapanaya Gunasanga Vivarjitaya Gunasanga Vidarjitaya Muktatma Visva Hidaye Paribhavitaya Kyanat Mane Bhagavate Nama Ishvaraya Atma Japta Griha Vita Janeshu Shakta Dusprapanaya Gunasanga Vivarjitaya Muktat Mabhisva Hridaye Baribhavataya ಕೆನಾತ್ಮನೆ ಭಗವತೆ ನಾಮ ಈಶ್ವರಾಯ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ವಹೃದಯೇ ಭಗವತೆ ನಾಮ ಈಶ್ವರಾಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಸ್ ಎನಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಸ್ ಜಪ ಗೃಹ ವಿತರ ಜನೇಶು ಶಕ್ತ ಜಪನಾಯ ಗುಣಸಾಂಗೋ ಭೂತಾರ್ಜಿರಾಯ ಸ್ವಹೃದಯ ಪರಿಭಾವಿತಾಯ ಪದ್ಮನೆ ಭಗವತೆ ನಾಮ ಈಶ್ವರಾಯ Translation. My Lord, those who are completely free from material contamination always meditate upon you in the cores of their hearts. You are extremely difficult to attain for those like me who are too attached to material concoction, home, relatives, friends, money, servants, and assistants. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, uncontaminated by the modes of nature. You are the reservoir of all enlightenment, the Supreme Controller. I therefore offer my respectful obeisance unto you. Please repeat. My Lord, those who are completely freed from material contamination always meditate on you within the core of their hearts. You are extremely difficult to attain for those like me who are too attached to mental concoction, home, relatives, friends, money, servants, and assistants. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, uncontaminated by the modes of nature. You are the reservoir of all good enlightenment, the Supreme Controller. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes into the material world, he is unaffected by the modes of material nature. This is confirmed in Isha Upanishad, Apapabhida. He is not contaminated. This same fact is described here. Gunasanga Vivarjitaya. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as an incarnation within the material world, he is unaffected by the modes of material nature. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 9:11, Avajjanti mam mudha marustim tanam ashritam. Foolish men with insufficient knowledge deride the personality of Godhead because he appears just like a human being. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood only by the Muktatma, the liberated soul. Muktatma bi, shva vidaye pariba vitaya. Only the liberated persons can constantly think of Krishna. Such a person is the greatest of all yogis. Yoginam apisarabe samvad gatanantaratmana sharavan bhajate yamam same yuktatmano mataha. Of all yogis, he who is always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That's Bhagavad Gita 6:47. So let us recite the Guru Parampara Pranam mantras, please. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhastaya Bhutale Pati Vedanta Shramaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravane Bhajarane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhaskatya Desitarane Om Aginati Marindasya Gina Gina Sulaka Chaksuan Miritam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manu Bhistam Stapatam Gena Bhutale Rupa Kadamayam Darati Swapadantiham Pandeham Sri Guru Sujita Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagujatam Sahagana Raghuritam Nitam Stam Sujayavam Sadvaitam Savrutam Parijana Saitam Sikrishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitam Scha Hey Krishna Kanona Sindh Dinabandha Jagapate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prano Suti Devi Pranamali Vrivi Vancha Kaupa Kuru Bhascha Kripa Sindhya Vacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivindam Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devam Saraswatam Vyasam Atoraram Adiryad Nasta Priyeso Abhadreso Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavata Uttama Shloktari Bhakir Bhavadi Naistikim. So here Gajendra is describing two things. One who is completely freed from material contamination, who always meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. Now, we are not performing Ashtanga Yoga. That's described in the Bhagavad Gita. There's a whole chapter on the reformers of yoga and how the yogis are performing breath control, extreme pranayama, and so many other methods by which they are performing tapasya, sitting down. You've seen the illustration. The illustration is there in the Bhagavad Gita where the yogi is sitting doing extreme pranayama, and in the meantime is grown very thin and so forth. So tapasya. Now, if we had to do that kind of thing, there isn't one person sitting here today, including me, able to do that level of austerity. But we are very fortunate because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us his special mercy through Srila Prabhupada. It goes like this. Everyone sing along with me, please. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kaleya Kaloa Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Katranyata. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Nama Eva Kevala Kaloa Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Katranyata. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevala Kloa nasteva, 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 kate anyata. We used to sing that when I was a new devotee, 1969, San Francisco, USA, and there was no program in those days except for Harinam Sankirtan. Book distribution hadn't started yet because there were no books printed. You know, Prabhupada was translating, but the press was first ISKCON Press in New York, and then years later moved to Los Angeles. So there weren't sufficient books to distribute, really. So, therefore, book distribution was not established until around 1970, or mid 1970, when the book supply started becoming available. Then Prabhupada began pushing book distribution as the means of establishing this movement. So, and they got so many rave reviews from professors around the world. Very successful, very successful. So, Harinama, Harinama, it is on Nasteva, 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 Gatyanitan. It's the only way in this age. Why? Because we can't do anything else. Now, there are people today, let's say in America, and some, and many in India also, that kind of fake it. You know, they sit down in asanas, and they do some pranayam and other austerities, meditating on what? But nowadays, due to the influence of Shankaracharya, they're not even meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead as is described here. Formerly, yogis meditated on Paramatma. Within the heart means Hridaya, means within the heart, that the Lord Vishnu within the heart. They meditate on a person. But nowadays, they don't meditate on the person because they don't know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the purpose of this Krishna Consciousness Movement is to educate people. Who is God? What does He look like? What are His qualities? Where does He live? What does He eat? What is His name? Nama, Rupa, Lila. These activities and form. So, our mission is educational, fundamentally, but not mundane education, but to educate people. Who is God? What does He look like? What is He doing? Nobody knows. Now, people try to say, seems to me all religions are the same. Mostly Westerners that say that, but some Indians, but mostly Westerners. Indians are a little more intelligent than the other varieties of religions, but in the West, they know about different kinds of religions, but they think they're all the same. Seems to me, they say to a devotee who is, say, at a university or something, well, it seems to me all religions are the same. Okay, you are a Christian, now answer me now. I got you. Oh, really? Let's see about that. Does your religion teach that God has a girlfriend? Huh? Yeah, you heard me. God has a girlfriend, not just one girlfriend, unlimited girlfriends. What? Are you serious or are you just joking me? No, no. We're very serious. Our religion teaches that God has many unlimited girlfriends. Oh. So they're already massively defeated because there's no other religion in the world except Krishna consciousness that teaches this. So say, does your religion teach what God eats for lunch? Huh? What? God eats lunch? Oh, yes, He does. We have the menu. Arriba! Bhaja Bhakatava Sala Sri Gora Hari Bhaja Bhakatava Bhaja Bhakatava Sala Sri Gora Hari Sri Gora Hari, so He goes to me, Hari. Sri Gora Hari, so He goes to me, Hari. Bhaj Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaj Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. So then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes on to describe in detail what Krishna and his friends, they sit down together and what they eat for lunch. Yes, God eats. Yes, God has friends. All religions are teaching like that? I don't think so. That's right, they aren't. What can you teach? How can you teach what you don't know? You see? Write that down. Now you are going to be a preacher one day, teaching Krishna consciousness. You have to confront people who have this arrogance. How can you teach people what you don't know? They barely know that God is a person. Most actually, they don't know God is a person. The Christians are very confused. Those that believe that God has personality, but they can't say what he looks like or who he is or where he lives or anything like that, they can't say. So, but if they have a feeling that God is a person, so then they say Christ is God. They believe that Christ was incarnation of God. In other words, they believe that Christ was Bhagavan. Most Christians nowadays, they believe this was actually impersonalism. He never said it. Well, what he said, and they will never understand, he said, God the Father and I are one. He said that. So they have interpreted it as Mayavadi philosophy. Oh, that means that Jesus was God or is God. But only a Vaishnav can explain, and a Vaishnav in our line specifically, Sakshad Dharitven Asamasta Sastri. We're singing every morning. That the elevated soul, the spiritual master, elevated souls, saintly persons, are as good as God. So they cannot understand. Christ never claimed to be Bhagavan, never. He said the opposite. He said, I am the Son of God. He said the opposite. But so they're so confused that they can't make out the difference between Bhagavan and Son of God. Their own scripture says that he is the Son of God, but they can't understand it, so they concoct that he is God. That's not what he said. But he did say, God, the Father and I are one. So that's Sakshat Dharitven Asamasta Sastri. Doesn't mean that Christ meant that he was unlimited Bhagavan. He never said it. So they speculate, because their knowledge is incomplete. They are Vaishnavas in the sense that Christianity is a watered-down form of Vaishnavism, because they believe in a personality, they're supposed to believe in a personality of God, but they don't know anything about him. So then they conclude that Christ was the incarnation of God. So, but he never said, this verse, Sakshat Dharitven Asamasta Sastri, is very important to understand. That the spiritual master as good as God, and even the brahmanas, are included in that shloka, as good as God. Even Lord Vishnu declares it, that the brahmanas are my very self. That means in quality, they may be worshipped. In the days of yore, brahmanas were worshipped, because they were carriers of Lord Vishnu, representatives of Lord Vishnu. Of course, after Shankaracharya, perhaps the majority of Brahmins became Mayavadis or impersonalists, and Shaivites also. But, I mean, there's always been Shaivites who are not devotees of Lord Shri Krishna or Lord Vishnu, but, in fact, in his Manifest Pastimes, the Chaitanya Charitamrita clearly describes that when Mahaprabhu was touring south of India, that he went to the Shiva temples, and he offered all respects to Lord Shiva, but at the same time, what was his mission? To convert the Shaivites into Vaishnavas. So there we see, although Lord Shiva is the original Vaishnava, he's Mahajan. He's one of us, so to speak. He's our leader. He's our Acharya. Lord Shiva is Acharya. He is Vaishnav through and through. He knows Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. He knows that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others do not know. He knows. He's not in ignorance. Although he's in charge of the mode of ignorance, he is not in ignorance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was converting the Shaivites into Vaishnavs. But then somebody might say, but they're already Vaishnavs. Not exactly. Because they don't know Lord Shiva's position as a devotee of Krishna. They don't know. So Mahaprabhu was teaching them this. Basically he's teaching them, alright, it's alright, you worship Lord Shiva, but you have to understand, he is simply the servant of Lord Vishnu. Nothing more. He's not independent. He's owned and operated by Lord Vishnu. But Shaivites don't know this. And certainly here in Mumbai there are hundreds and hundreds of Shaivite priests. They're not going to, they don't know that, so how can they teach it? You see. So, one must have a bona fide spiritual master to understand these things. So, the devotees, they meditate on the Lord within the heart, but not in the way it used to be in the days of your Sangha Yoga, not that kind, but we meditate on the Lord within the heart, understanding, we should understand Krishna's presence in the heart. Srila Prabhupada told us, Paramatma is for yogis. Write that down, please. Haribol, write it down. Paramatma is for yogis. So, the predominance of descriptions of worship of Paramatma throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam and other and the Vedas is worship of Lord Vishnu within the heart. And those that are personalist yogis, they're after Lord Vishnu in the heart. Even Dhruva Maharaj was looking for Lord Vishnu within the heart, and he found him. The Bhagavad explains that by the mercy of Narada Muni, his Guru Maharaj, the Dhruva was meditating on Lord Vishnu in his heart, and then all of a sudden his meditation broke and he opened his eyes and he saw that the object of his worship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was standing before him. Haribol! So those who are Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas that way, their meditation on Paramatma is actually Lord Vishnu, their devotees of the Lord. Not something impersonal. But when Prabhupada says Paramatma is for yogi, it means that devotees are guided not just by Paramatma, it is Tribhanga Krishna. It is Radha Rasa Bihari within the heart. Do you know that? You. Do you know that? Do you speak English? No English? Where's his earphone for listening to class? How's he getting the translation? You have an earphone? He has an earphone for translation? My question is, do you know Radha Rasa Bihari? It is not forearm from the Lord for the devotees, for the Vaishnavas, for the devotees, for the Braj devotees. It is Radha Rasa Bihari. Haribol! Radharani is also in the heart of the devotees. Braj devotees. We are all Braj devotees. No one here is going to go to Vaikuntha. Even if Garuda came and offered you a free ride to Vaikuntha, would you go? Oh, sounds tempting, huh? Tempting, huh? Garuda personally arrived and offers you a ride. Come with me, I'll take you to Vaikuntha. What do you say? Huh? You go? How about you? If Guru personally comes and offers you a free ride to Vaikuntha, you will go? Huh? Yeah, you can say, I'd go to Vaikuntha just for, a pleasure trip? You know? Side trip, vacation? Well, yeah, I'm curious. I'd like to see what Vaikuntha looks like. I heard a lot about it. Sounds pretty good. Risky program. Actual Vaishnavas, devotees of Lord Govinda have no interest in Vaikuntha. Even if Garuda, write it down. Even if Garuda personally comes and invites you to get on him and to take you to Vaikuntha, a Vaishnava will say, thank you very much, offering Dhanava pranams. Oh, Guruji, Dhanava pranams, you're very great, you're the wonderful Saivite of Lord Vishnu, but no thanks. I won't go. So, you might say, Prabhu, why not? It's a great opportunity, you know, free ride to Vaikuntha, and can check it out and see, you know, it sounds wonderful according to Shastra, the gems, the arches, the buildings, the beautiful, you know, the beautiful inhabitants with four arms and the fantastic parks is all described in great detail in the Bhagavad. You know, there's no guesswork. The Shastra is described as windows to the spiritual world. Write it down. Windows to the spiritual world. Paintings also. Prabhupada ordered paintings, his artists, to make paintings. So we have so many paintings that were painted, large numbers of them originally were painted on the direction of Srila Prabhupada. He used to personally supervise the artists in Los Angeles. Art department was located in Los Angeles. There used to be a full-time art department of artists making illustrations for Chaitanya Charitamrita and for Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if Garuda came, you'd accept the invitation, huh? Hop on. It's a free ride. It'll only take us a few moments to go reach Vaikuntha. You want to come along? Invitation from Garuda. Yes, no? Huh? Come on, you're supposed to be my relay man.
You didn't hear the question?
I'm trying.
Space Games. What was the question?
Blank. Outer space. What was the question, Prabhu? Outer space? What was the question? Gone. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. And this. He's smiling because he's a senior devotee and he's read the Srimad Bhagavatam and he's heard the Shastra, but you people don't know what that means. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. How many of you know the meaning? Well, there's some seniors, there's senior men over here in Brahmacharis should know. Everyone who's read anything in Prabhupada's book should know. It means that in this age of Kali, the duration of memory, men are very unlucky. Of course, that includes women also. They're also unlucky. Everybody's unlucky in Kali Yuga. Manda sabanda madhyo manda bhagya. Unlucky, short duration of memory. So you all, I asked the question. You all were supposed to hear the question. Now you've all forgotten it. Do you remember the question? What was the question? Yeah, if Garuda personally came and offered you a free ride to Vaikuntha, would you accept it?
Guidance of
Are you initiated? You're initiated? Who's your Guru Maharaj? Gopal Krishna Maharaj? Do you think he would say, it's a great idea, go for it? Why are you looking at him? Do you think that your Guru Maharaj would say, oh, you got a personal invitation from Garuda to go to Vaikuntha? That sounds great. Go for it. Do you think that your Guru Maharaj would say that? You don't know. Why don't you know? Of course, you're fairly new to Krishna consciousness. How long have you been devotee?
Huh? 4 or 5 years.
I make the statement that nobody in this room is going to go to Vaikuntha. But he likes the idea, is the problem. In 5 years, you've heard enough descriptions of the grandeur of Vaikuntha, right? Yes, no. Little bit. Why not a lot? Because you're not reading. Today I was thinking, well, I've been chastising devotees too much for not reading in their books, but what can I do? Too conspicuous. After 5 years, you're supposed to know that Gaudiya Vaishnavas are not interested in Vaikuntha. Even if Garuda personally comes and invites you to take a ride. You know, we have a Garuda at our temple, and I come from Punjabi Bagh. My headquarters is Punjabi Bagh, which is a suburb of Delhi. And we have a Garuda deity there. And so I offer my respects to Garuda, but I'm always a little nervous. I'm always thinking that maybe he would ask me to go to Vaikuntha. Because that's his seva, is to take devotees to Vaikuntha. He doesn't take everybody, but a devotee can take to Vaikuntha. And the scripture there in the Bhagavatam, like Dhruva Maharaj, sometimes it's swan planes, sometimes it's not Garuda personally, but swan planes come and they took Dhruva Maharaj. They came and they took Pritha Maharaj, but from Vaikuntha, not from Braj. How many of you can guess why taking a sneak peek, just for the fun of it, of Vaikuntha would not be a good idea? How many of you can guess the answer? Why are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, why are devotees of Krishna were considered as having a free ride to Vaikuntha on a sneak peek of Vaikuntha would not be a good idea? You have an answer? No? No answer from anybody? Yes, Prabhu. You weren't listening. Some relay, man. You're not listening. Yes, we want to serve devotees in Krishna personally. Jai, Haribab. So, to make a long story short, if we were to have a glimpse of Vaikuntha, it's very beautiful, you know. It's ananda, blissful. There's extreme beauty, parks, arches, gems. It's all described in the Bhagavatam. What Vaikuntha looks like, we don't have to speculate. The minute details are given, the roadways, the paths, the waterways, the rivers, the waterfalls. Everything is described in great detail. No speculation. So, if we had even a glimpse of Vaikuntha, we might be tempted to stay there. That's the problem. Now do you understand? I wouldn't even want a sneak peek if I couldn't, because I might be attracted. You know, might be a test from Krishna. But the worship in Vaikuntha is all Aishwarya. Aishwarya. That means formality. Just like in South India, there's a famous Balaji temple. Balaji. And Tirumala on top of the mountain. So Balaji is a four-armed deity of the Lord. But it's very interesting because when Ramanujacharya visited to go take darshan of Balaji, Balaji is the oldest deity. You can write this down. Balaji is the oldest deity on the planet. That's a fact. Balaji, the famous deity. He has four arms now. But it's very interesting. He did not always have four arms. He was a two-armed form of Lord Narayan or Vasudev. But Ramanujacharya, his bhav is Lord Narayan. So he wants to see the Lord with four arms. So he requested Balaji, please, you add another two arms. I want to see you in your four-armed form, because that's his bhav. Because he's a Vaikuntha man. Ramanujacharya is a Vaikuntha man. So, therefore, out of love for his devotee, he said, okay, no big deal. So he self-manifested two additional arms. They're a little slightly different color from the original arms, but they were not carved by an artisan. They are self-manifested. The two additional arms that Balaji manifested, they are not carved by an artist. They are self-manifested also, as Aditi is self-manifested also. Balaji, there's so many self-manifested deities in South India, especially Lord Nisingadev. Oh my God, there must be at least 100 or more self-manifested Nisingadevs in South India. He likes it down there. That's where he appears. Ahobara, you know, it's a nice valley. It's a jungle area, and it's quite nice actually in the green season. To get there, you have to drive through the rivers, you know, during the rainy season, because they don't have bridges on some of those. The roads leading to Ahobara, you drive across the cement, and the water is flowing across the cement, you know. So it's a very beautiful area, actually. So many self-manifested deities. There are about at least six of them on the path going up to the top of the hill. It is said that Hiranyakashipu's palace was up on top of the hill. And there's a steep cliff in the valley. It's a valley. On the way up is a valley before you hit the trail to go up top of the hill. It's a very tough journey up top of the hill. You can't make it one day. A bit risky because it's Lord Nisingadev. So those who have made it up there, and you have to take shelter in a cave at night or something. There's a fire blazing, you know, and mysterious things happening up there. So, you know, it's not a very safe situation. But one of my godbrothers went up there and filmed that mountain and the path going up to the mountain. And there is a pillar at the top of the mountain that they claim was the pillar of the Lord Nisingadev jumped out of. And the locals claim that the valley was cut by Lord Nisingadev on his way up there. So, anyways, beautiful, very nice. So many self-manifest deities. But the devotees are not interested in Paramatma. We're interested in Lord Nisingadev because he's in our a deity of our line. Because Mahaprabhu is and was Lord Nisingadev. Once, you have to understand that in Navadvip Dham, at the time of when Nimai Pandit, there were no Vaishnavas. There were lots of Brahmins, non-veg. So the Brahmins have become corrupted, Kali Yuga. non-veg, drinking liquor, bidi smoking, and illicit sex, but wearing sacred thread in the time prior to the advent of Nimai Pandit. This is why Advaitacharya prayed that the Lord Krishna himself should descend, because he said, I can't correct the corruption of religious principles so severe. I cannot correct it. He could, of course, he's Mahavishnu. But the leader was that he wanted Krishna to manifest. So he came as Mahaprabhu to rectify religious principles. Everyone say, please. Yada yada hi dharmasya granir bhavara bharata abhyutana adharmasya tadatmanam shujamiham. Again. Yada yada hi dharmasya granir bhavara bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shujamiham. Whenever and wherever there's a decline of religious activities and a predominant rise of irreligion at that time, I advent myself. So Krishna came down due to the loud cries of Advaitacharya is one of the reasons. Another reason is because that he became Mahaprabhu is because he wanted to experience the love of Radharani, so he combined with Radharani so he could experience personally the great love of Radharani Mahabhav, which is only experienced by her, and to establish religious principles to deliver the Maha Mantra. So these are three primary reasons why Krishna advented himself 525-530 years ago. So the devotees don't meditate on Paramatma, they meditate on the Lord, and our primary meditation is Maha Mantra. Therefore, Harinama, 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 Vakevala, Kaluva, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. We cannot do pranayam like Dhruva Maharaj. We cannot do such austerities. Also, Narada Muni, in his previous birth, before he appeared as Narada, the story is there in the Bhagavatam that he appeared as the son of a Sudrani, a female Sudra. And then he performed severe austerities also. He was only 5 years old, his mother died. This is his previous lifetime. This is Lila, though this eternal form. But at the same time, there's Lila. So inconceivable. So he manifests in this way sometimes. And so his mother died, he was only 5 years old, and he went out, but he had heard from the Bhaktivedantas, the great sages there. So although he was only a boy, he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from them. And thus he got a taste for self-realization. He went and he performed. He wandered about for quite some time, like an avaduta. He wandered about, and the Bhagavatam describes how he went through the land, the sea, the seashores, the mines. Apparently in the Vedic age there were mines also. Although in such mine, like mining for gems, apparently there were mines because the Bhagavad says so. And also, of course, in Satya Yuga the gems used to wash up on the ocean also, that you wouldn't even have to dig for them. When we don't find that in Kali Yuga. So, Narada in his previous life, he performed meditation also. But we are getting Maha Mantra, so we don't have to do all these kinds of austerities and penance. Pranayam and Ashtanga Yoga, we don't have to do that. All we have to do is chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama. This is the great good fortune of having Srila Prabhupada as our grand Jagat Guru. And his representatives are training and bringing forth the line of Srila Prabhupada. And some of his grand disciples also taking disciples like that. You know, is all that that is some of Prabhupada's disciples, their disciples also taking disciples now, at least one. You don't know? At least one, the GBC authorized Kadambakananda Swami has disciples. He is initiated, not directly by Srila Prabhupada, but he's, because he's advanced in the Krishna consciousness, he's granted to perform initiations by the GBC because of his level of spiritual advancement. So this is the subject session, and we can take therefore the holy name as all in all, and all the benefits described here we will get just from chanting Hare Krishna by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And also the materials is described, the Grihamedis are described, Gajendra is describing too much attached to money, too much attached to mental concoction, home, relatives, friends, servants, and all that. So that's, might as well be talking about the modern world. In America, though, there's not so many people with servants anymore. You know, used to be, but not. There's only the top of the line wealthy class have servants in America. You know, usually people can't afford it anymore. In India, it's a common thing. So, we are not like the materialists. We've got the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, the teachings of Bhagavad Purana. That's all we need, and the Maha Mantra. Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. Jagaguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granjana Shimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari ki jai. Shishi Tan Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Ita Gopamanande Hari Hari Bolo.